for WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. The city of Dothan will be looking for a new city manager after a 4-2 commissioners vote Tuesday to not renew Kevin Cowper's contract. Cowper was hired in 2019 and helped to initiate the city center project and came up with the Love Dothan concept. Cowper's contract expires at the end of the month. A search resumed Tuesday for the remains of a Wiregrass woman that was last seen in 2017. Investigators say they're hoping to find clues into the disappearance of Ayanna Smith in Coffee County. Her boyfriend was found guilty of murder in 2018. Healthcare for Alabama does not look good. That's what a new survey from Forbes shows, which lists the state as the second worst in the nation. One of the downfalls of the state is said to be the low percentage of health insurance premiums paid by employers. Alabama is also reportedly struggling with keeping physicians who are looking for higher wages in larger cities. The winner of the Dale County Commissioner's chair has been announced. Steve McKinnon was declared the winner after receiving 1,596 votes to opponent Adam Enfinger's 788 votes. This comes after three candidates were vying for the position in last month's primary, and no one received more than 50% of the vote. A bill that would increase taxes for online purchases is making its way through the Alabama Capitol. House Bill 258 would increase online sales taxes from 8% to 9.3%. Supporters of the measure say it would help create a level playing field for brick-and-mortar retail stores across the state. The Houston County Board of Education announces a familiar name to lead the Lions next season. At a meeting Tuesday, Tanner Harris was named the next head football coach and athletic director. Tanner was previously the offensive coordinator at Houston County under his dad, former Lions head coach Chip Harris. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.